Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Thursday, March 14th, numerically 314, or Pi Day. Not to be confused with apple pie or pumpkin pie, this type of pie is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter, roughly 3.14159. But it's actually a number that has no end. Math fans have long tried to calculate the true value, and some made it pretty far. But it took a supercomputer, a special algorithm, and 108 days of calculating to reach 62.8 trillion digits, the record to date. Pi is known as irrational, meaning the number goes on and on without a repeating pattern, and some might say the effort to reach the end is also irrational. But many scientists disagree. They say the chase is fascinating, and every additional digit is cause for celebration and bragging rights. As early as today, SpaceX will try for a third time to launch the biggest and most powerful rocket ever made. As you may remember, the first attempts to get the Starship into orbit failed spectacularly. Last April, its two stages didn't separate and the company had to blow it up just 4 minutes after launch. The second flight lasted twice as long before having what was called a rapid unscheduled disassembly, code for saying it unexpectedly exploded. SpaceX is developing the 400-foot reusable rocket to help humanity settle on the moon and Mars. The company needs a green light from the FAA for today's flight, and as of this recording, hadn't yet received it. Backup days are tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. It's strike one for TikTok. As expected, the House of Representatives yesterday voted to ban the app in the U.S. unless it parts ways with its Chinese owner, ByteDance, and is sold to a new owner. The bipartisan bill passed the House easily, but according to CNN, faces a steeper challenge in the Senate. President Biden says if it does make it to his desk, he intends to sign it. Supporters of the ban say TikTok poses a national security threat because the Chinese government could use it to access data of the 170 million Americans who use it. TikTok officials and China's foreign ministry both criticized the vote, calling it an act of bullying. A longtime Iditarod champion is back on top. 37-year-old Dallas Seavey crossed the finish line yesterday, jumping off his sled to run alongside his dogs before hugging each of them. It's the sixth championship for Seavey, the most ever won in the world's most famous dog sled race, and possibly his hardest. His canine crew tangled with a moose, resulting in an injury to one of his dogs and a two-hour penalty that had him in 10th place at one point. Seavey said his pups weren't the most athletic, but they had heart and worked together over the 1,000 miles of Alaskan ice and snow to make him the winningest musher in the 51-year history of the race. He comes from a long line of them. His grandfather helped organize and ran the very first Iditarod, and his father was a three-time champion. Not everyone is a fan of the event, however. PETA, which stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, believes forcing dogs to run 1,000 miles is cruel and is demanding the annual competition be canceled. It's official. President Biden and former President Trump are headed for a rematch this November. Both became their party's presumptive nominees not long after the polls closed Tuesday night in primaries in four states. The nominations won't become official until the party conventions this summer. Meanwhile, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he has selected a running mate and will announce his choice within 2 weeks. According to the New York Times, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers is on his VP shortlist, and the two have gone hiking together. However, The Athletic reports the 2020 vice presidential candidates held more than 60 in-person and online events during campaign season, which could be a tough schedule for Rodgers to keep if he's still playing quarterback for the New York Jets. Still ahead, the lengths one wildfire center is going to care for a baby fox. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. What does pi represent? The ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter, which equals roughly 3.14159. What is the name of the NFL player Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reportedly considering as a running mate? Aaron Rodgers. How many Iditarods has Dallas Seavey now won? 6. The fate of TikTok in the U.S. now rests where? With the Senate. In today's Kid News Kicker, can you outfox a fox? That's the goal of staff at the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia, who are donning a cunning disguise to care for a rescued newborn fox, or kit. According to the Washington Post, human caregivers are dressing as a fox while treating the baby in an effort to prevent the animal from too closely associating with humans. A Facebook post Tuesday shows a video of a staff member bottle feeding the tiny creature while wearing gloves and a red furry fox mask. Officials say this is critically important if we're going to get her wild. They hope to place the baby with other rescued foxes before eventually releasing her back into her native habitat once she's healthy enough. Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms. Mr. Kennel's Reepicheeps at Great Hearts Forest Heights in San Antonio, Texas. Mrs. Davis's Yetis at Reunion School in Commerce City, Colorado. And Ms. Bressler's Fall Foxes at Four Seasons School in Gambrills, Maryland. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.